that used to, and I preferred the total oblivion of drugs. I wasn't averse to drinking, but it took several pints of hard alcohol these days to forget who I was and what had happened. Honestly, I'd really rather have had the prescription medications I'd taken for so long after my injuries 3 years ago, but the doctor finally decided I had to stop taking them and refused any further prescriptions. Since then, I'd bought them on the street. When I got really desperate, I had to mix up heroin. Today had been one of those desperate days. Or had it been last night? Hell, I had no idea how much time had passed, but what did it matter? "You have to stop this shit, Xander," Julian said fiercely. "Hell, you used to hate drugs. I remember you telling me how many of your rocker friends were using, and you used to think it was moronic. What happened to you?" I looked at his anxious expression with a twinge of remorse. "Yeah, I used to hate doping." "That was in another life," I answered. "It's the same damn life, the only one you have," Julian said as he brought his fist down on the bed rail. "And it's still idiotic." "Maybe I don't give a damn anymore." "Just go. Get the fuck out of here. I never asked for anybody to come," I answered angrily. "I'm not going anywhere until you're out of here," he said stubbornly. "Then I'm taking you back east with me where you can get your shit together. They have a rehab—"
"I'm not doing rehab again," I growled at him, the pain of substance withdrawal clawing at every part of my body.
"Why the hell can't you and Micah just leave me alone? Micah's involved with somebody and you're both happy. Go back east and let me have my goddamn freedom."
Julian shot me a disappointed look that made me momentarily cringe as he answered,
"I may not like you right now, but you're still my little brother. You're going with me."
"I'm not," I argued hoarsely.
"What's here in California for you? You have no family here and probably very few friends. You aren't recording or performing again, so why do you need to stay here?"
"So I can be stoned every day without anybody watching me while I practically crawl to a place where I can get my next fix."
"Because I own a house here," I argued. "It's home."
"Don't give me that crap. The Sinclairs have property everywhere, and you have a home in Amesport, too, a house that Micah had built for you."
"I told him not to bother," I answered, not realizing that my eldest brother had followed through on his promise to bring all three of us together again by building us homes in some boring small town on the eastern seaboard. Julian was silent for a few moments before he took a deep breath and released it.
"You're an asshole. You know that, right?"
I shrugged. I didn't much care what anybody thought about me anymore, not even my brothers. He continued, "Micah is with somebody and he's fucking happy. For the first time in his life, I see him smile almost every damn day. He doesn't deserve to have that joy smothered by your sorry ass. Clean your shit up, Xander. Whether you know it or not, this situation affects all of us."
"It's my life."
"You're our brother. You think Micah and I can actually be happy when we know you're on the other side of the country trying to kill yourself? Do you know how hard it was for me and Micah when you were injured, sitting in the hospital night after night, not sure whether you were going to live or die?"
I heard Julian's voice crack with anguish, and it was the most emotion I'd ever seen out of him in my entire life.
"I'm a lost cause, Julian. Just live with it and move on." Honestly, I wished neither of them would rush to California every time I did something stupid. It left me torn. And I'd hoped that Micah would finally just give up. He hadn't. He'd just brought Julian for backup.
"Not happening," Julian answered stubbornly.
"We aren't giving up on you, Xander. Not ever. So live with that. We already lost Mom and Dad, and that's as much as Micah and I can handle."
The mention of my parents just made me want a fix, or a very large bottle of whiskey. But I had to admit that Julian's guilt trip was getting to me. Hell, the last thing I wanted was to be responsible for making either of my brothers miserable. Did geography really matter?
"Fine, I'll go. But I'm not going to promise anything will change. I've been in rehab before. As you can see, I failed."
"Do it because somewhere deep inside that selfish prick exterior, you still give a damn about me and Micah," Julian suggested irritably.
Problem was,